Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. And all aboard, please, because we're going to be talking about the Rails Project over there in Savannah Lakes. And you are going to be amazed at what's happening over there and, of course, what they would like to do. Today we have Frank Clayton with us. He is chairman of the Savannah Valley Trails, and we're going to be talking all about it. Welcome to the show today, Frank.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of people don't know about what y'all are trying to do over there, and this is a good venue to get some information out about this. Now, you live in Savannah Lake, so you've retired down here. How long have y'all been living here?
We've been here since 98, 15 years now.
Wow.
Doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't seem like it?
No.
Well, how did you, of course, were living in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. How did you get from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, down all the way to McCormick here?
Well, the developer was Cooper Homes, and we were planning to go to Hot Springs Village in Arkansas. We had friends that were moving there. But my wife said, you know, our son lives in Florida, our daughter lives in Indiana. Let's look somewhere in between there.
Okay.
And Cooper was developing Savannah Lakes Village. So we made a trip down here just to look.
And?
And we bought immediately when we saw Lake Thurman.
Yeah, that is a nice, nice area there. And I know that a lot of people from Savannah Lakes come over here to Greenwood, and there's lots of back and forth. But so how was it to move, though, from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, to McCormick? That should have been a little culture shock.
It was a big culture shock. You know, when I would call my friends and say, you know, we live in McCormick County, there's two stoplights in the whole county. There are thousands of stoplights where I came from.
Right.
And one time I had a person come down to visit, and I took him to the barbershop I go to. It's called Tommy's Barbershop.
Okay.
It's up in the woods in a little, it's supposed to be, you know, a mobile cabin.
Yes.
It was about the size of a one room or less with two barber chairs in it. Sitting in the woods. I took them there and said, see my barber shop? They both got out, took pictures of it so they could take back to the Chicago area to show where Frank was getting his haircut.
Now, what did you do before you retired and moved down here, McCormick?
Well, I'm an electrical engineer, graduated from University of Oklahoma. And my first job was in North Carolina.
Winston-Salem.
That's
yes.
True.
Yes.
And was there with Western Electric for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an opportunity to take a job with Honeywell, Inc. up in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
From Winston-Salem to Minnesota, Minneapolis. That was a good move.
I thought North Carolina was kind of cold based on Oklahoma.
Okay.
And somebody said, you know how cold it is up there? I said, I have no clue. He said, it's really, really cold. You're in for a shock.
What, didn't you tell me you spent 30 days where the warmest day was below zero?
That was our first winter. And what was funny, we had little children, and I took he probably was 3 years old. I took him sledding.
Yeah.
And we had an ice rink we made in the backyard for our older daughter.
Sure.
Well, I took 3 years sledding. When he came back, his face was all bloody. His mother had a fit. You know, we ran into a snowbank or something. So she wouldn't let me go out by. She wouldn't let me take him by myself again.
So you had lots of great experiences, and then somehow you ended up in Chicago, or right outside of Chicago.
That's it. Yes. I left Honeywell and went with this small company, and moved to Indiana for 1 year, and then the fellow who got me to do that came down with cancer and passed away that next year.
Oh, my goodness.
And they asked me to move to Chicago.
Mm.
And I said yes.
And so
when
you
I came
there.
Home and told my wife, you know, she wasn't so happy, but she always knew she had to do whatever we had to do.
Right. But I guess she learned to like it okay.
Well, yes, because she was city clerk, mayor, and a state representative. I'd say she liked it very well.
That's terrific. That is terrific. So now, just out of curiosity, I would like to know, how did you meet your wife?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We were going to school at Oklahoma A&M, which is now Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up in the student union having coffee, and I looked over, and there was this cute little girl standing in a trash can. And people were taking her picture, and I thought, who is she and what's she doing in there? And she sure is cute. That was our beginning.
That was your beginning. That's terrific.
Then we got married in 56.
Okay.
And now look at what time it is.
Yeah,
and
it
we're
is.
Still happy married.
That's terrific. Can't say that about a lot of people. That's terrific here
That's
today.
True.
Yes. So you've been involved, though, since you've moved down here to Savannah. You've been quite involved in the community. One of the things that you were past chairman of the McCormick Children's Home.
That's true.
Which I understand. I didn't understand, but you were explaining to me that's actually on the property of John Dillahoe, which we had them here yesterday, but it's a separate organization.
It's a separate organization on their campus. The house they're in was actually built by a grant,
mm-hmm.
and is owned by McCormick Children's Home on the campus.
Now, what's the difference between John Dillahoe and the McCormick Children's Home?
Well, the Children's
Basically.
Home, the Children's Home was for children who were abused, abandoned, or neglected,
mm-hmm.
and taken away from their homes temporarily to be put
time.
In a shelter,
mm-hmm.
to help them, survive and relive their life.
Sure. So, do you know roughly how many children they actually have over there, or that did they have when
well,
you were there?
It varies. It varies
sure.
really, I guess, day to day. But they go anywhere from a few till 20.
Now, is that just a short term situation to get them out of a bad situation, or do children live there longer term?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I think probably the longest they stay is a couple of years, and the shortest time is probably a month or two.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get more information about that, because we had a fascinating conversation yesterday afternoon talking about John Dillahoe and what they do there and everything. It was really great, and he had actually brought two students with him, and we talked to them, so it was great.
Well, someday you should interview McCormick Children's Home. It's wonderful, and they have lots of volunteers, and you just kind of really get attached to those kids.
Absolutely. And then I understand you were past commander of the Thurman Lake Sail and Power Squadron. That's a pretty big group down there.
Well, and that's an interesting story, because I was already a Power Squadron member when we moved here.
Okay.
And I said, we need a squadron here.
So you're the instigator?
I'm the instigator that formed Thurman Lake Sail and Power Squadron.
Well, that's great. It's quite involved, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and you have to really learn a whole lot to be a member of the Power Squadron.
Well, we train our members. I mean, it has three facets. One's education, mm-hmm. nautical education. Another part is the social issue. And the other is helping other things.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful, it's just great.
It is. I happen to know one of your members, Carl Dearman, and when he got involved and all that he had to go through to learn all this stuff, he became quite obsessed, I could think the word might be.
Well, you can thank me. I helped him a lot.
You did. All right. But that's not really what we're here to talk about.
No.
Today, we really want to talk about the Rails to Trails idea that is happening over in McCormick County. Actually began back in 2000. How about just give us a short sentence about what it's about, and then we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. But what is this program about?
Well, the purpose of this program is to have some kind of facilities for walkers and bikers.
And to be able to go from
Well, the goal is to go from McCormick, the town of McCormick, all the way to Calhoun Falls State Park and tie in Baker's Creek State Park and Hickory Knob State Park.
It's a pretty ambitious project, isn't it?
Well, see, I'm very optimistic, and I thought, oh, this is not going to be a big deal.
A couple of years, you'd have it all knocked out?
Yes.
How long have you been working on this?
Well, in 2006, we went back to the state again to see if they would be willing to do a linear state park.
Okay.
And we got the same answer that the Palmetto Conservation received.
Okay.
No.
No.
No, because it costs money. And the state doesn't have money to do that.
Sure.
Particularly if it's not theirs.
Right. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this. This is supposed to be a bike and walk trail. So, and it's going to be, it's a fascinating project. Actually, I found out about it when I was down there for a spring fling, I think it was, and became interested in it and wanted to bring this together to you. But right now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm here with Frank Clayton, and he is working to make this 30 miles of trails for the Savannah Valley Trails come together. And part of it, of course, involves the rails and how they're going to work this. But I have to ask you, Frank, how come you got involved in this project? I mean, here you were past chairman of McCormick's Children's Home, Thurman Lake Sail and Power Squadron. How'd you get this job?
Well, I was elected to the McCormick County Water and Soil Commission.
Okay.
And after I got on, I was asked, you know, we ought to get a walking. They didn't say that, but some friends asked about develop a walking trail.
Okay.
And they appointed me to the 96 Resource Conservation and Development Council, which is a 6-county area that does projects through those counties for that sort of thing. I probably was the only one doing talking about a trails program. So I contacted them after I'd been on and asked if they would allow a steering committee made up of people who were interested in building a trail to serve and use them as our leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the state and see if we could get a license to build a trail on the former Savannah Valley Railroad bed.
And that's how it all started.
That happened.
Now, I know you were very optimistic when this started. What was this, back in 2000?
Well, no, 2000, Palmetto Conservation had written a proposal to the state to make a state linear park.
Okay.
Which would have been the former railroad trail and go all the way from the town of McCormick to the town of Calhoun Falls and tie in the three state parks.
Okay. And then you got involved in it when?
Well, and the state turned that down because of funding.
Sure.
2006, I had a friend, Don Norton, that lived in Savannah Lakes, that proposed that be done again. I said, well, yeah, I'll go with you. So I went with him to Columbia, and we proposed to the Department of Commerce and Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism the same thing all over again. And we got the same response the Palmetto Foundation received. So we left there, and we had Elise Benson, who was a coordinator.
I know Elise, yeah.
For 96 Resource Conservation Development Council, she said, the three of us said, well, maybe we could do it. And that was the beginning. We rode all the way back from Columbia to Greenwood, and convinced ourselves we should go back to South Carolina PRT and see if they would allow us to do such a thing and give us a license to do it on the property that they owned. And so that's what we did. We went to them, and they gave us a 25-year lease. And we were so optimistic, we thought, well, in 2 years, we can go all the way from McCormick to Calhoun Falls State Park, which was 30 miles further.
Now, how much has been accomplished here, Frank?
Well, we found that wasn't quite the way it works.
Okay.
And when you're working with wonderful state government, things don't move too fast.
Yeah, thank goodness that's why
we have one who thinks you can just get it done, and I've now learned off all these years it takes time.
It takes time. So have you gotten part of it done? Isn't part of it done?
We have completed 8 miles in three sections of trail, and it's for free use of bicycles and walkers. And we have people that use it all the time.
And where does it actually, where is it right now? Where does it start from and go to?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain unless you knew McCormick County very well. But we start at Barksdale Ferry Road, and we have a trailhead there. It's private property owned by the Browns, and they allowed us a piece of property right along the railroad bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a trailhead and parking place there, and we put in a big kiosk and,
Now, who's the we that has built this? Have you done this, Frank? I mean, have you been out there, or did you get grants, or how did you go about doing this?
Well, I wish we had grants.
Okay.
We've never had a grant.
Okay.
It's all been done, first the steering committee.
Mm-hmm.
We'd meet every month, and we'd decide what needed to be done, and we'd contact people in McCormick County and say, we need help. It was all done by hand.
Wow. Very impressive.
Well,
it
yes.
is. I mean, 8 miles, and I mean, to do that and not have any grants or any ability to bring
The only thing is, you know, we've tried to raise money, and we've raised some money, but not enough to do anything, you know,
substantial,
fantastic like I'd like to do.
Yeah. But what would be the possibility of getting some grants, Frank?
Well, right now we have been trying for a few years to get a grant from South Carolina PRT. Mm-hmm. They give out grants every year. Last year, they didn't give out a grant. And so this year, it's a two-year period. We applied again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, as an optimist, I just know we're going to get that. And when we do, we will build the trestle. Well, there is a trestle. We will build a walking bridge across that trestle I brought with me today for you to see.
Right. That's a big project. How much would that cost to actually do? What is the grant that you're possibly looking for?
The grant we're going for is $44,000.
And you can build the trestle with that?
Yes. Well, a lot of that is going to, it's all going to be hand-built by volunteers. We have a design. We have a lot of talented people in McCormick County who have been willing and been very helpful with us. My look is we can do. And this grant is a 80-20 grant. 80% is funds from the state. And the 20% is funds or work for the rest of it. So I'm an optimist, and I think we can do $9,000 worth of work.
I think you are absolutely right. Hey, we're here with Frank Clayton. We are talking about the Savannah Valley Trails. This is an ambitious program, 30 miles worth of track. And, of course, we've just been talking about the trestle that they're going to have to build to put it back in place so this trail can all be connected. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Frank about some of the other things that are going on, what his vision of all the things that were going to happen. I can tell you this, he came into Sharp Facets, started talking to some people who knew somebody, and now already they're talking about how they can make this all work out. So you got to stay right here with us to hear more about the Savannah Valley Trails. It'd be a fascinating place to be able to go. You know, part of the reason I wanted to do this show was because there is so much over in McCormick, and we don't always think about McCormick. But right now it is time for South Carolina Radio News. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass, talking about the Savannah Valley Railroad Trails. And this is really going to be exciting because it is, how long is this going to be? Now, where does it start? Where, when it's completed, will it start, and where will it end, Frank?
Well, my goal is that we start in the town of McCormick, mm-hmm. along the existing railroad.
Right.
Go out to the portion of the trail that ran from McCormick to Anderson, okay. South Carolina. That's kind of unique. In 1850, the trail was, the railroad was built.
Right.
And in the morning, the train went from McCormick to Anderson, take all the business people that needed to do business.
Right.
And then late afternoon, they all got back on the train and went from Anderson back to McCormick. And that was a daily deal.
Daily deal.
But in 1950, I guess business had got slow, and so the railroad company chose to close that branch.
Well, I guess at that point, it must have been that automobiles must have been the thing, I would have thought.
It was in the 50s. When they did that. So by then, you know, everybody had cars and...
Sure. You know, that's one thing that, you being from outside of Chicago there, you know, up north there are such great railroad systems and there's so much population that they have to move people by subway, rails, this type of thing. Down here, people don't understand when they talk about public transportation in South Carolina, that is just not something we have a lot of because we love our cars and we're so spread out.
I always tell a story to my friends back in Chicago and all the other places that I go to, that I live in a county and we have two stoplights.
Yes.
One block apart.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's it.
Right. And so that's, but we are just accustomed to having our cars. You know, when they've talked about the gas taxes and all this type of stuff, people don't understand. In South Carolina, having an automobile is a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine not having cars in South Carolina?
Can you imagine what it was like when we walked the old railroad bed that had not been used for 50 years?
I'm sure it was not in very good shape.
Well, the base was there.
Okay.
But the growth was unbelievable. And Don Norton and I and a few other people, we made a daily trip, not a daily trip, but maybe once every week we'd go out till we had walked the total mileage from McCormick to Calhoun Falls.
Wow.
So we could see what was out there. And it was really kind of exciting, but it also was a lot of work to happen.
Now, what is the eventual goal is to have this from McCormick all the way to Calhoun Falls? Economically, what would this mean to this area?
Well, my viewpoint is that if we had a wonderful bike and walking trail and we were to advertise it, it'd be a tremendous economic engine for McCormick County. And it's once you walk it, it is so exciting to go through that forest, see all those trees, and there's a lot of history there. We're putting signage on the trails that spell out that, like where the Huguenot station and town was. There was a town one time in Huguenot. And where the Pettigrew Mansion was located, we know that. And the former pillars that that mansion sat on is still there by the railroad track. Up in the Huguenot section, this is where a lot of Huguenots lived way
back
when.
They came and settled there.
They settled there, and they would catch the train there.
Okay.
And then, of course, the train went to Wilmington and to Mount Carmel. And one place it went that we learned, I mean, I've learned a lot. Hester.
Hester. I've never heard of Hester.
Hester was where they trained fighting roosters.
Where they trained fighting roosters?
Yes.
You mean for cockfights?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And some famous person from Mexico.
Okay.
Had his own private rail car, came from Mexico all the way to Hester to look at those roosters so he could take them back to Mexico
for cockfighting?
Cockfighting.
Unbelievable.
He was a big, I can't think of his name at the moment, but he was very famous in Mexico.
And he came all the way from Mexico to South Carolina, to this little town,
Hester. And there was a big hotel in Hester. There's a gentleman who we've worked with who lives up in the Mount Carmel area.
Okay.
We went to visit him one time, and he owns a old cotton gin there.
Okay.
His name is Pat.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't think of his last name. Sorry about that, Pat. But he gave us all kinds of history, and he's the one that told us the stories about Hester. He also told
us. Where exactly is Hester?
Hester is in Abbeville County, mm-hmm. between Mount Carmel and Calhoun Falls. And there's not a thing that you would ever know there was a town of Hester. There was a huge hotel there.
And the hotel's not there anymore. The building, anything?
There's nothing there.
Now, was Hester named for somebody? A woman, I presume?
I have no idea. I don't know the history of that.
You don't know the history of Hester.
but the thing is, there's a lot of history on that trail. And part of what we want to do as we develop this trail, mm-hmm. is put information all along the trail that provide history of, you know, like where the Huguenots were, about the depot in Wilmington and the depot in Mount Carmel. I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful stuff. I just can't get as many people excited as I am to do that kind of thing.
Well, that sounds it sounds really fascinating, and of course, to be able to do that. Oh, I'm looking at the map here. I see the Huguenot Parkway all the way through there, and of course, then there's the train. So, Barksdale Ferry Road, I see that right here.
Yes, that's where the trailhead is now.
Now, if somebody wants to get more information about this, how do they find out more about it, Frank?
Well, we have brochures.
Okay.
At the Chamber of Commerce, also at the Red Rooster downtown McCormick.
In McCormick. Mm-hmm.
It's a trifold, tells all about the history of the trail and the map of the trail.
Well, I hope you'll bring some up here to us so that we can maybe give out some right here. We give out a lot of brochures and information for guests that we have on here, so maybe you'll bring us up here some.
I guarantee you we'll bring you brochures.
Okay.
We just keep printing them, and the more we put out, someday.
Somebody will come back with
Valley Trails will be a landmark.
Absolutely. It sounds fascinating, and that's why we're here talking about it. Right now, we are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the Savannah Valley Trails, Inc., and you'll be able to learn more about it. Hopefully, this will spur you to maybe get down there and find out more about it. You do have, 8 miles done?
8 miles is completed.
That's right. And so that only leaves 22 miles more, Frank.
Just 22. You know, I'm so young that I'll turn 80 in December.
Okay.
That in the next 20 years, I hope to complete it.
Frank, let's see if we can't get it done a little quicker than that. I'd love for you to be able to walk that trail.
Well, I can walk it.
Okay, you can walk it now. I hope you can walk it when it's totally completed.
Well, not only can I walk it, I work it.
You work it. All right. We are here with Frank Clayton. He does live over there in Savannah Lakes, and I know that he probably would love to talk to more people about it. Why don't you give out your telephone number, Frank, if someone wants to call you about it?
Okay, it's area code 864-391. 3024. I will explain to my wife that we may be getting some calls she doesn't know about, and I'd be happy to talk with them.
Absolutely. So Frank Clayton is here with us today. He's the chairman of the Savannah Valley Trails, Inc. It is a 501c3, so if you'd like to contribute, they'd more than happy talk to you. But let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we are right here with Frank Clayton. He is the Savannah Valley Trails chairman. And he would like to see everybody out there to see what they have done on October 26th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on October 26th?
Well, that's a Saturday, and we're going to inviting people from the period of 11 to 2 to come and see the trail. And we've already received permission to park along a old antique home on Route 7. It's okay. Not occupied, but they have reconstructed that house. There's also a mansion alongside there. And from that point, we will take people to various segments of the trail. We want you to see it and want you to see what all is going on. And we'll talk about what all we're going to try to do in the next 20 years. Or however long it takes.
20 years. Or however long it takes. And Frank would like to see this sooner rather than later. Is that right, Frank?
Well, I think it better be sooner.
Yes. Now, this will be going on Saturday, October 26th. We'll be sure to put that in our events and be talking about that, 11 to 2. And you're going to have hot dogs, and you're going to feed them.
We'll have drinks, water, maybe Coca-Cola or something, but... We will feed you and give you something to drink.
That's right.
And we will take you around. You know, we have various elements of the trail, and our committee will have cars to take you. If you want to do a 9/10 of a mile section, we'll take you so you can get on off at that place, and we'll pick you up at the other place. You know, we want you to see this trail.
Because when they see the trail, what do you think is going to happen, Frank?
I think they'll be amazed. They're going to be amazed that we have such a beautiful trail.
Sure.
That's hidden from the world.
Well, a lot of things are hidden in McCormick, aren't they?
I think so.
So you're trying to bring attention to McCormick. And, you know, McCormick is such a beautiful area. I have so many people who, once they get to McCormick and they see what's down there, they're just amazed. Heather McNally was on the show with us from the MAC. She told me it reminded her of Africa, where they lived there. And she said that it just reminded her, and that made her just want to live there. So, you know, so many people see so many different things, my point, in McCormick, and with the lake and the woods and all the things there, it is a fabulous place to visit, and you would like more people down there visiting McCormick.
Well, we were attracted there because of Lake Thurman.
Sure.
And then we just kind of fell in love, and it put us in a position roughly a day in different directions to where the rest of our families live.
Sure.
Of course, we thought they would come all the time, but, you know,
Hasn't worked out that way.
People have to work. I forgot what it was like when you worked. You just can't drop things and go do that.
Absolutely.
But they do come from time to time, but not as often as I thought they'd come.
Absolutely.
Of course, then I look back, well, how was I? Well, I didn't travel too much to relatives when I worked.
Absolutely. Well, this is going to be a fascinating project. Of course, they, of course, would love to have this 30 miles done, starting, of course, up there in McCormick and running all the way to Calhoun Falls. Now, I understand that you would like to do something with Willington there.
Well, there was a wonderful Willington station I have the original pictures and design of that station. And someday we'd like to, if we ever can get enough funds, reconstruct that building and make that our kind of focal point of all the relics and all the materials that we have. And we want to put a caboose.
You happen to know where one is, don't you?
Well, there is one downtown McCormick that I'm attempting to coerce them to take it up to Willington.
Okay.
And we would maintain it, we'd clean it, we'd paint it, we'd do whatever we had to do.
Sure.
As long as they didn't ask a lot of money, because we don't have a lot of money.
You don't have a lot of money. Well, listen, I just wonder, you know, when the governor was down there in McCormick, did you happen to get an opportunity to speak to her about the trails and everything?
I don't think so. I mean, we have met with her.
Okay.
But she's a busy lady, too.
She is. She just was in McCormick back in, I think it was February or something. And I just wondered if y'all had gotten an opportunity.
I did not get that opportunity.
Oh, okay.
But I never give up working with people. I will work with anybody that will help us, because we do need help.
Absolutely. Now, you said Elise Benson has been working with y'all, and she has been doing some of the grant writing that you had?
Elise Benson has been a wonderful person that I served on the 96 Resource Conservation Development Council. Mm-hmm. She was the coordinator that was supplied by the federal government to that organization. And she and I have been wonderful friends. She's been instigating, working on building the trail in McCormick County.
Sure.
And in fact, if I get the grant I've gone for, she's going to be the coordinator to do 6 miles of new trail.
That'd be terrific. I just want to mention that U.S. congressional recognition representing Congressman Jeff Duncan, Ms. Janice McCord, recipients will be one of them, Ms. Elise Benson, also Mr. Kevin A. Irwin, and Mr. Ken Wiltshire here who's in Greenwood. But they're getting U.S. congressional recognition this Sunday at the Hall of Heroes ceremony that will be at the Lander Auditorium at 3 p.m. on Saturday. They're actually inducting 22 into the Hall of Heroes. Those three, Kevin Irwin, Miss Elise Benson, and Mr. Ken Wiltshire, are getting a U.S. congressional recognition. So how about that?
I think that is wonderful, and I'm glad to hear that, because my wife and I, Verna, will certainly go to, if we're allowed, we will go to that.
It is open to everybody to come. It's 3 p.m. on this coming Sunday.
I didn't know that. I do now, and we're going to do that.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful ceremony. 22 Hall of Heroes, and of course, the point of the Hall of Heroes is this is something that our Veterans Association does here in Greenwood, and they want everybody to know that you never know who you walk past who has been somebody that has done wonderful things, great things for our country. And well, that is why they're having this.
Well, I'll just plug it. It's my wife was a city. She was city secretary, mayor, and then she ran for state representative. And we had wonderful experience, and she had a wonderful experience, and it was terrific.
Absolutely.
So I have to plug for my wife.
Well, that's a good one, too. So that'll be going on this coming Sunday, 3 p.m. I certainly do urge everyone to be there to show the support of our military for our Hall of Heroes. There are 22 of them being inducted. You may know one, you may know a lot of them, but there's 22 that will be inducted on Sunday. So this is going to be an awesome ceremony. I plan to be there. Frank just told me he's going to be there. How about you? Wouldn't you like to be there and support our military heroes, whether from World War II, Korean War, Iraq, Afghanistan? There are going to be different representatives from all these periods. And you can help anybody become part of the Hall of Heroes. We'll talk more about that. But right now, we've got to finish up and talk about the Savannah Valley Railroad Trail. It is a daunting project. You've done eight miles so far. One thing you should know. Now, can people come down and just go there and check it out on their own?
Yes.
Yes?
The if you go downtown McCormick, mm-hmm. there are maps there that'll show you where the entry points are.
Okay.
And this, if you don't know where it is, go down there. The Chamber of Commerce, I think the Red Rooster, the places down there have maps that will show you the entry points and the parking areas, and you can do a small walk or you can do a very long walk. And it is open, no cost, but if you have extra funds, we could always use some to keep to move this thing to 30 miles.
That's right. So they're trying to get to 30 miles. Frank Clayton, and your home number is 864-391-3024. If this has piqued your interest and maybe you'd like to get involved or find out more about it, give him a call. That's 864-391-3024. Don't forget to put on your calendar October 26th. They're going to have hot dogs and drinks, and they want to show you the trail, what they've done, and what a project and what a vision they have for the future. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Frank, thanks so much for coming on the radio and talking about this awesome project.
I never get tired talking about this project.
I can tell, and you should be proud. You've done an awesome job so far. You've been involved in so many activities since you moved down here, McCormick Children's Home, the Thurman Lake Sail and Power Squadron, and now his project is the Savannah Valley Trails, Inc. It is a 501c3 corporation, and you can call him, 391-3024. You can also get brochures down there in McCormick at the Chamber, the Red Rooster. And I believe I'm going to have some brochures here for you to come by and pick up. That's going to do it for us. Frank, thanks so much for coming on today.
I thank you very much for allowing me to do this. It's really exciting to let more people know about this wonderful trail.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.